Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better act something.
Hat on,
suit on,
looking like the
dapper dawn,
giving them all,
dressed
like the million bucks,
got
things in its cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to me, put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show.
I have something, and it so describes how I was living. It so captures the feelings that I had about beginning on the pathway of my dreams. It so describes how I felt when I was about to attempt something. And I have some striking news for you. It describes often how I feel still today to a degree. So let me tell you what that is. Here's an analogy that I've heard a couple of different ways, but I've kind of, you know, fixed it around to where I can drink it better. And I think it fits my personality to describe it to people best this way. I've talked often about the urgency of doing something with your life, of getting started today, of stopping the procrastination and putting it off and waiting on all your ducks to line up in a row and waiting until the stars align themselves. If you're waiting on such a thing, you're never going to get started. I don't know too many people who can say that all the ducks just lined up in a row. Things happen. Even when you get them lined up, one of the ducks get out of line or somebody knock over the dominoes, something happens. But here's the point I'm getting at. God has so many blessings available to you, you who's listening. God has so many blessings available to you from where you are right now. I don't care what you've gotten yourself into or what you've done. God has so many blessings that he can send your way. But you have to do something. See, a lot of people just sit around and go, man, something always happening to you. You're always getting a break. You're always doing this. You're always doing, man, don't nothing come my way. Listen to me. If nothing ever comes your way, you know why that is? It's because you're not doing anything. I promise you, you're not. Here's the deal. God has all these blessings he wants to send you, but you got to give him something to work with now. Come on. God will bless you. God can touch people's hearts on your behalf. He can move situations around for you. He can align the stars. He can set the ducks up in a row. But align the stars and move people around and touch people's hearts and set the ducks up in a row for what? Have you put forth any effort? Have you made a single step in any direction to do the right thing or go the right way that gives him something to put his finger on? Come on, man. God can only bless you according to your faith. If you have a little bit of faith, give him that. Let him work with that. You know, man, I didn't always start with these speeches you hear in the morning now. I ain't always had these. I grew to these. I stumbled my way to these. I messed up my way to these here. I got it wrong so many times to be able to sound like I got some sense. I've said it often. Failure is a wonderful teacher. Do you know how many times I have had to have failed to have what I have in my head today? I'm telling you, man, it's a process. People get mad at the process. You got to do something to give God something to work with. He'll bless you, but what you want me to bless, if you ain't putting forth any effort, you can get blessed from wherever you are in your life, wherever your starting point is, wherever you find yourself wound up. You can get it back from there. I've done it. Man, by the grace of God, I done it. I got over, man. I learned some things along the way. Because here's the deal. As long as God keeps waking you up in the morning, he ain't through with you yet. When he's done, you're done. But if God still has a plan for you, you wake up in the morning. He still got some more work for you to do, you wake up in the morning. So if you keep waking up, man, it's something that God wants from you, would love to have from you. And he can work with you, man, if you just walk towards him a little bit. Here's the deal. I know it's hard for the average person to start because the fear of the unknown is incredible. What if I fail? What if I don't get picked? You know, one of the hardest things I ever did was walking in to quit my job. Oh, man, let me tell you about that day when I decided that I was going to be a full-time comedian after winning an amateur night one time. Quitting your job, following your dream, going for it despite all the naysayers, it's like stepping off a cliff. It's like actually just walking off the edge of a cliff, hoping now, not really knowing, but hoping. Hoping is the bare basis of faith. I stepped off that cliff hoping that my parachute would open and allow me to drift down. See, I've never skydived before, but I would imagine part of the thrill, and I don't know this because I'm not going to skydive to find out. I think part of the thrill for people is the danger part of throwing yourself out of a plane and how it feels to be free falling. But the whole time they're free falling, having this exhilarating over the top moment, you have got to believe in your heart of hearts. You have got to hope with everything in you that when you pull this cord, the chute opens, or else this ain't a good move at all. But you've packed your chute yourself. You've taken the lessons. So you go ahead and you make the leap. Now, the only thing about quitting your job and following your dream is you ain't really been trained all that good for this. You done packed your chute, but you ain't never opened it before. So I walked off this cliff. That's what it was like. And you following your dream is like you walking off a cliff. Here's the part where people don't never make the jump. They see somebody like myself who jumped off the cliff and the parachute don't open right away. And I hit a couple rocks on the way down. I got my back cut up pretty bad. They see that. 3 years living in a car. Man, he got his life towed down jumping off that cliff. I ain't jumping off that cliff. But see, what you don't understand is you don't know it, but eventually the chute will open. And I'm at the parachute opening part of my life, man, where the chute didn't open and I'm drifting and I'm able to guide my chute over to Paris and glide. I've glided over to Africa and seen what it looked like. It's a slow ride down when the parachute finally opened. And my back didn't heal, too. And the cuts that I had on me, I remember now I know how to stay away from the edge, but the parachute done opened. And I'm enjoying my life for the first time. I'm gliding, but I got hit up against a rock. I can see more. I get a chance to see more things. I get to glide and see more parts of the world. I'm living my dream. Your parachute is going to open, but I'll tell you one thing for sure. It'll never open if you don't step off that cliff. You got to step off that cliff. God will get the parachute open for you, but you got to jump, baby. That's the hard part, ain't it? Now, the question is, the end of this story right here today, when you jumping?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, rise and shine. Give yourself that stretch, that moan and yawn, and sit on the edge of the bed. Thank the man, and then you got to get up, get out, and get something. It is that great getting up Thursday morning. That's what it is. That's what it is. It is the sound of the one and only Nephew Tommy, and I am here with the beautiful lady, Shirley Strawberry, Carla Farrell, and Junior Kia. That's Kia Junior Boy Spates. That's what I call him, Kia Junior Boy Spates.
Yeah.
Everybody good?
Yes, good morning.
Yeah, man.
Ready for the 4th of July. Everybody good?
Yes.
Good, man. We're healthy. We're alive. We have a lot to be thankful for. We are breathing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, when yesterday we were talking about Junior when he was planning his barbecue for the 4th and the 12 to 3 window.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So how's that going? Because you know your Father's Day jamboree was a bust.
It was a bust. Yeah.
Epic
fail.
I am optimistic about this fourth, but I have no faith in it because of the Father's Day jamboree. I probably don't know what's gonna happen, but that's what I wish. Now I found out my wife's family will be here, so you know that way I have.
Excuse me. You found out.
Yes.
What do you mean you found out?
Was this by surprise?
Yeah. They be here for Monday. They be here on the 3rd. So I found out.
Okay, but didn't nobody tell you this?
How
you
just
mean I found out? What does that mean?
They saw it on social media? What?
It wasn't. No, it was just just a random conversation about her passing through the kitchen. Family be here Monday. I said, oh, really?
Oh, we're going to have to do better than that.
Okay.
We can't.
Yeah, well, you know, the 12 to 3 is out. I think that's going to probably be out because they're going to be here. And they stay in there, too. So, yeah.
Oh, they stay in there. So. Okay.
Yeah.
So your velvet rope where you were roping off upstairs and all that. You take all that down.
Yeah,
but wait a minute. They staying at y'all house?
Uh-huh.
Ain't no hotels nearby that they can stay at? And
Hey, man. I obviously don't make no decisions in this house, okay? That's all. Don't even worry about time. I'm good.
Well, no. You the man of the house. Hold on. You call the shots at your house. So
yeah, I'm going to call them shots and be right there on that couch. Let me pick a choice here, this bed or this couch. The family's staying, Tommy. Well,
And see, that's why I bought me a A1 couch. Always have a good couch because you never know how it's going to go out. Get you a good couch.
Yeah.
So when the argument jump off, you know when you go to the couch, it's damn near just as good as the bed. Always remember that.
That's your logic instead of trying to settle the argument.
No, get a good couch. You don't wind up on it. Get you a good one, though.
You pick your battles, Junior. This is not a ward that you're trying to get into.
I'm
not going to be walking through my house and just find out somebody coming by there. Oh, by the way. No, I'm not doing that. You ain't telling me nothing. Oh, yeah, they staying over here. Who staying here? No. Junior, you call the shots in your house, partner. All right? You call the shots in your house. You the man of the house, Junior.
The king of the castle. Junior,
I am the man.
Look at me when I'm talking to you. Junior, you call the shots. Say it with me. I call the shots.
We gotta go.
I call the shots.
It doesn't even sound like
No one's convinced, Junior. Coming up in 32 minutes after the hour, we'll hear from the nephew as he runs that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now to start your morning off with the nephew and run that prank back. What you got for us, Nav?
His wife is in the limousine. That's where she at.
Okay.
But she's not in there.
Somewhere.
She's not in there with him, shirt.
Uh-oh.
But she in that limousine. Mm-hmm. So the name of the title of this is, we're going to run this prank back. The title is, Your Wife is in the Limo. Let's go, Cat Dog.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Robert?
Yeah, what's happening? This is Robert. What's up, boss?
Hey, how you doing? Hey, listen, man. My name's Phil, dog. I know you threw some other people. Your brother's right?
Yeah, that's my brother. Yeah, what's happening?
Listen, man, I'm calling you because there's something going
hold on,
right?
Hold on. First of all, everything all right with my brother, right? Ain't no trouble, is it?
No.
Okay.
Straight, man. Listen, though, you married to right?
Yeah, that's my wife, boss.
Okay. Well, see, man, what I'm trying
to... Look, man. Spit it out. What's happening, boss?
Listen, what I'm trying to explain to you, my name for you.
Okay.
Part-time, I drive limos. And I'm actually driving right now.
Okay. But, okay, what's up?
Well, I had seen your wife. You know, I knew you was little brother. You know, I was like, okay, this right here ain't cool.
Hold on, bud. You know, you seen my wife? What you mean, my wife? How you know? What you talking about?
Okay, Rob, let me ask you. Is your wife there right now?
Nah, boss. My wife been gone, man. She was out with her sister and her homegirls, man. They been gone. What you trying to get at, man?
I understand. Just listen to me, man. Listen. Hey, man, I done been dogged out a many times by some ladies, you know what I'm saying? I just hate to see brothers get done wrong.
Where are you coming from, dog? Listen, dog, you need to go ahead and just spit out all this rambling and
I drive limousine. And what I'm trying to say to you is
what you trying to say, man? Spit it out.
Your wife is in the back
of the limousine I'm driving right now.
She in the back, so what? What, the girls out and like that? What? They out?
No, man. If it was a bunch of girls out, I wouldn't even be calling you, bro. Your wife is in the back of this limousine with a man.
What the man? What the
man? Oh, my God. Okay.
Hey, Junior, hey, y'all step out. Hey, y'all step out of the room for a minute, man. Step out of the room for a minute. Step out of the room. Just hold on. Hold on, boss. Step out of the room for a minute, man. Step out of the room. Hello? See
ya? Yeah,
yeah. Hey, look, man. You need to come correct, man, because this ain't no matter right here, dog. You saying that my wife, you got my wife in the back of the limousine you driving. Man. What she got on, dog? What she got on? What color is that she got on?
A black dress with white lines in it.
What
that's
the where you at, man?
I'm trying to make sure I got the right person.
Okay, look.
Is that what she had on?
You know my brother. You ain't got that accomplished. And you saying that you got my wife wearing what she is out the house with talking about. Does this look cute? I wouldn't stand this look cute. And you said he in the back of your car. Where you driving at, dog? Where you driving at, man? That's all I need to know about. You need to have that whoever it is.
Okay, dog, listen, man. Well, I'm trying to say this to you. See, dog, I've been on this road here myself, man. You know what I'm
look,
saying?
Look, dog, just tell me this, man.
I reach out to you,
it's the brawl that's sitting in the back. Do she got the curls coming down on the side? That's all I need to know. Do she got the curls just dangling on the side?
Yeah.
I ain't hear you, boss. I ain't hear you. Speak up, man.
I said, yeah, man. I can't talk loud, man. They in the back.
Look, all this, man, you calling me, dog, and this some serious You gonna call and you try to make it straight, right? So you bring it on over to where I'm at, boss.
Dog, I can't do that, man. I can't bring him over.
You can't do that, dog.
You gonna act crazy, man.
You lay me. Look, boss. You call me. Put her on the phone. Put her on the phone.
I can't.
Get a phone to her, dog. Get a phone. Obey that. You need to drive that where I'm at, boss. Drive that where I'm at, boss. Because this is gonna be handled right now. I just got. It's another year. I said I'm gonna go back to my old.
Hold up. Damn,
I can't hear you, dog. You listen, all this whispering and you either need to stop this car and say you need to or some stand outside the car and tell me where the hell you at. I can come meet you wherever the hell you at, dog. Or you need to bust that around and tell her that you gotta take a detour or some dog, cause this is real.
Okay, hey, dog, you gotta calm down, man.
Hold up, dog. You don't even know me, man. You ain't messed with the wrong dog. So listen, boss. Here's the thing, boss. Look, I'm either gonna find out what limousine service the rest of you drive, and I'm gonna find your or you're gonna have to come find me, dog. You ain't messed with the wrong one. Put on the phone, boss. Put on the phone.
Hey,
put on the phone, man. I ain't got time to be. Hey, look. Hey, you help me out. Appreciate the call, man. Put on the phone, man.
Wait, Rob.
What's up, man?
Okay, listen.
Man, you think this a game? Man, I'm finna come find. Hey, dog.
Okay, do you want? I'm gonna give you the address on where they
about, dog.
They finna go. Listen.
We don't have to bounce.
Hey, listen. All I know is they gonna stop at the hotel for a minute, man, and change clothes.
Hotel. What the dog, this is playing. Hey, look. Hey, where you at right now, dog? You're I'm on my way. I'm on my way. What hotel, dog?
Oh, come on, what man. Don't act like that.
Where she at? Where you at,
dog? Don't act like that, man.
Hey, look. You got one more time to be trying to tell me how act.
Okay. I'm finna tell you, man. But listen to me. I want to tell you one more thing.
Man, what the f***? I ain't got time for no more one more thing. The one more thing you need to be telling me is where you at, dog. Where you at, man?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your wife.
Hell no. Hey, man. Man. What the? Nephew Tommy.
This is Nephew Tommy in the flesh, baby.
Man, am I on the radio? Man. God, my bad, dog. My bad, man. You got me, man. Golly.
Hey, let me ask you something.
Oh, man.
Before we go, Rob, what is, man, the baddest radio show ever?
Oh, man, the Steve Harvey Morning Show with Nephew Tom is crazy.
Oh, Lord, Nephew, thank you. Coming up next, Ask the Riddler.
You're listening
to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Ryan Seacrest is the new host of Wheel of Fortune. Congratulations to Ryan Seacrest. Who knew?
No.
Right?
Yes. I put in for this job.
It's Ryan.
Ryan got it?
Yeah, Ryan got it. Yep, he'll do a great job, too. Jonathan Majors files a cross complaint against his assault accuser, and Essence Fest is happening in the NO this weekend. We'll talk about all of these stories, at the top of the hour, but right now, it is time to ask the Riddle-O Aunt Junior.
Okay.
Riddle-O being the ready to love officer, nephew Tommy, and of course Junior. Danielle in Memphis says, my husband came home with makeup on his shirt and he said it was his sister's makeup. His sister doesn't even wear that makeup color. Yeah.
That's the excuse he gave?
I'm more concerned about that lie than I am about the makeup. And why would he lie on his sister? Why?
Oh, you got to do better than this, dog. I'm upset with the lie. The lie don't make sense. You got to do better than this. I mean, telling you in a stage play. You know what I mean? You know, you're doing...
What's the name of it?
Mama don't live here no more. You know, it's got to be one of that mama show. You know, tell her Tyler Perry just hired you and you in one of his plays. You got to do something a little bit better than that. Or you a secret agent, you know, and you...
What? That's too much.
Yeah. I can't be a secret agent?
I just don't know. I just don't know how you don't check yourself before you go home. Why did you walk in there with the damn shirt on? That's what I don't understand. You need to look in a mirror after you get through hugging somebody. Make sure you ain't even have, if you had it on, just go in there with your undershirt on. But don't have the shirt with the makeup on. That don't make no sense.
How about this? Wow, here's a novel idea. How about don't lie? How about that? Because at this point, he's going to
have to. Where they do that at?
Well, that's an option. We have to lie.
Those lies are going to get you in trouble. Moving on to Kendra.
No, the truth going to get you in trouble.
No. Don't lie to me. Tell me the truth. Kendra in Harlem says, one of my exes moved into my neighborhood and he's married with two young children. My husband suggested that we all get together soon to welcome them. My husband does not know I dated the guy for 10 years. And what do I tell my husband?
So wait a minute, Shirley. The husband don't know at all And now the man that moved in with two kids... And now the husband wants to welcome him in and let's all celebrate. Let's welcome him to the
next. The guy's married. Her ex is married. Ex is married. And then her husband suggested that they get together and welcome them. But
you got to tell your husband. You got to tell your husband.
Oh, she shouldn't lie?
Don't be lying. No. Oh, you got to tell your husband. Cool. I used to date this guy. That's him. And that's his wife. And they two kids. And you got to... Y'all finna live in the same place. You never know how long they're going to be living there. You got to tell the truth.
She shouldn't lie. Okay.
No. She should tell the truth. She really should. You got to let him know that.
Excuse me. What show is this? What show is this right now?
This is Ready to Love.
No. 60 seconds ago, you just said...
Okay, it's that long. Yeah,
30 seconds. That's right, Shirley. To lie. Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Telling the truth 30 seconds
It was a
later.
Different situation,
y'all don't
Carla.
Know. Yeah, y'all not good.
The man had...
Now he's got an attitude with you.
This is crazy.
You all need to make up your mind.
Carla, ain't nobody finna get into it with you about when it's time to lie with you. Right.
We never said we don't tell the truth. It just ain't the right time right now. The man that moved in the neighborhood with a wife and two kids, I'm going to see him every day. I need to know, my husband need to know this. You need to tell it.
Oh, because if you were the husband, you would want to know. That's
so let me ask you something. Isn't it better to tell him for him to find out later after 2 years? Well, hello?
So we dated 10 years ago, and?
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Just take the trash out. And we're good.
Oh, yeah.
And get past it.
He's scared if he finds out or not.
Whatever.
Oh.
Is this the same dude with the makeup on his shirt?
No. Totally completely different situation and city. All right, here we go. Let's see how this one goes. Leah in Savannah says, I've been married for 14 years, and I'm bored with the same old man day after day. Mm. I want to do something out of the ordinary with my husband. We've tried swinging, and we've had threesomes. Is there anything I can do to jazz up our sex life?
What?
So y'all done had a threesome, and you want something a little bit more.
Oh, she's wild. Man.
It's time for him to get rid of her ass.
Yeah. She it's too much. She's insatiable. It's too much.
What? Yeah.
Is there anything I can do to jazz up our sex life? We've tried swinging. We've had threesomes. Wow.
They done tried swinging. She need prayer. They need the Lord.
They need
to go to the doctor and get checked, too. They gotta have some issues.
They need a physical.
Yes.
Can you jazz it up more than that? A threesome and swinging? I don't know. Come on.
Don't put that on jazz.
Can you jazz? What?
She's bored. Swinging and threesomes is just not enough for her.
That's just not enough. Okay.
Wow.
In the words of my grandmama, she fast. She's a Jezebel.
Too much.
She's a runner. She a track star. Only thing I could think of was like Tommy said, I guess if three is not enough for you, go and get to eight. Yeah.
That's too many people. Eight people, a lot of people. That's a lot.
She needs to be single.
Three ain't enough.
Yeah. She needs to be single.
So Sherilyn Carla, how much naked is okay?
Naked has nothing to do with it. For her, it's how many people are naked.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. How much naked is okay? How many people?
We don't know, because we don't know her. We know that swinging, however many that is, and threesomes, we definitely know threesomes is not enough. We know that. Yeah.
What's that place in Jamaica? She need to go down there. What's that place down there?
Heatnism.
She need to go down there to Heatnism.
Yeah.
I've been
with
down
all
there.
These unattractive naked people out there.
Excuse me, what was that, girlfriend? What was that, baby?
Is it time to go to commercial?
Yeah. Inside voice. Tracy,
I can't believe I just said that.
What happened? This is the last
one. Oh, you been to Heatnism, Carla?
This is the last one. Last
you
one.
Been to Coalism?
Tracy and Hammond. See if we can get through this one. My best friend is staying with me for a few weeks to keep my daughter this summer while I take a class. I'm happy that she does most of the cooking, but she fries everything. My house smells like a cafe, and so does my hair and clothes. Is it okay to ask her to stop, or should I learn to deal with it for a while?
No, you got to fry outside. Because we fry a lot too. You got to go outside, or you got to go in the garage if you want to get the smell about your house. And you need to light some. And you know, I really don't want to tell you this because you ain't supposed to do it. But get you some Fabuloso and put it in a pot and turn it on the stove and clear that smell out of there completely.
Okay.
I don't know if you're really supposed to do that.
Thank you, Riddle and Junior.
Yeah.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
President Lincoln had a quote that was very famous. It said, "Good things come to those who wait." We all know that, but that is only part of the quote. The full quote is, "Good things come to those who wait, but only the things left by those who hustle." Well, if you're a business owner and want the best people on your team, the same applies. Thankfully, ZipRecruiter puts the hustle in your hiring so you find qualified candidates fast. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's smart technology finds top talent for your roles right away. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's matching technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Let ZipRecruiter give you the hiring hustle you need. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry to try it for free. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Doing it big and just added Travis Scott. Yeah, baby, Travis Scott. Listen, one more time, our iHeartRadio Music Festival, it's going down September 22nd and 23rd at the T-Mobile Arena in Vegas, baby, Las Vegas. Two nights, one stage, one more game. Kane Brown, Lil Wayne, Lenny Kravitz, Miguel, Public Enemy, Chuck D, TLC, and just added Travis Scott. Now's your chance to buy tickets at AXS.com. Get them before they sell out. Don't sleep. Don't sleep. All the info is at iHeartRadio.com/festival. Yeah, baby, we doing it big. Travis Scott just added to the iHeartRadio Music Festival. Okay, Shirley, now it's time for entertainment news, but you got some big game show news. Yeah, what you got?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the new host of Wheel of Fortune will be Ryan Seacrest. That's right.
Go ahead, Ryan.
Mm-hmm. The TV and radio host confirmed on Instagram that he was chosen to take over for the longtime host, Pat Sajak, who announced earlier this month that he will be retiring after the show's 41st season. Ryan wrote, "I'm truly humbled to be stepping into the footsteps of the legendary Pat Sajak. I can say, along with the rest of America, that it's been a privilege and a pure joy to watch Pat and Vanna on our television screens for an unprecedented 40 years, making us smile every night and feel right at home with them." Ryan was selected from a pool of celebrities who were rumored to have been considered for the job, including Whoopi Goldberg and Mario Lopez, of course. Mm. Congratulations,
Mario would have been good.
Seacrest.
Would have been good too.
Yeah, and Whoopi would have been outstanding as well.
Yeah,
I'm happy for Ryan. He's a consummate professional. Love his work and look forward to it.
And Nephew Tommy would have been outstanding at Wheel of Fortune. I just want to put that in there. I just want to know.
We got love.
Well, do they? Are they gonna change Banner?
Well, we don't know. They say she's lawyering up right now. She wants a raise, and she wants to stay on. That was
a raise to turn these letters. She don't even have to turn them no more. They light up. What are you talking about? She want a raise.
Those hands are worth millions.
Yes.
Get your money, Vanna.
You don't know how to touch them letters. You gotta touch them letters softly for them to turn around. You don't know how to. Everybody don't know how to do that.
That's a skill set.
Yes, that is. Mm-hmm. She said she hasn't had a raise in 18 years or something.
Let her get her money.
Who is her agency? She ain't had a in 18 years.
That's what she said.
Ooh, she should have been saying something. It's too late now.
It's funny, though, because I never thought about Pat Sajak retiring. Just never did. You turn on Wheel of Fortune and you always just see Pat Sajak, you know?
This is a lifelong job, though. I mean, Seacrest can ride that out forever. Mm-hmm.
Pat Sajak is 76. Yeah. He's been on there a long time. 76, All right, well, congratulations.
Out. I love it when he said that.
In other entertainment news, actor Jonathan Majors filed his own domestic violence complaint against his alleged victim in his New York City assault and harassment case. According to People.com, Jonathan Majors met with law enforcement and filed a domestic violence incident report. In the complaint, Majors claimed the drunk and hysterical woman caused him pain and bleeding after the alleged assault. The actor also alleged in the report that the woman had attacked him in previous incidents though he said he did not file reports in the past. Now, Majors did admit he physically grabbed the alleged victim to pull her back into the car they were riding in during the altercation, alleging she grabbed for his face, coat, and phone as the incident spilled onto the street. Now, Majors went on to say, I was worried she would be hurt by traffic, so I physically picked her up and put her in the car. Additionally stating that he was left with a significant cut on his face after the altercation. Majors is expected to return to court in New York City on August 3rd for his trial. Wow.
Wow.
So there you go. I mean, you know, a different side. I'll be glad when this is cleared up and we know, you know, everything.
Yeah, because mm-hmm.
We need to know the truth.
Yeah. Right.
Exactly, Tommy.
We need to know the truth.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because we heard her side.
I mean, he's a great actor. I love him. Mm-hmm. I love him to death. I love his work. But we got to know the truth. Yeah. If he's innocent, I want him to be scot-free. But
yeah,
you got to know the truth.
But if he's not, then, you know, we want that side of it, too, because...
Exactly. Yeah, but I think I agree with what you're saying. We need to know the truth. We heard her side, and that that was damaging for him and his reputation is what she
said. He's lost a lot of work, man.
Right. Yeah, she said what happened. So now we're starting to hear from what he said happened. Right. So hopefully the judicial system can get to the truth and find out what really happened that night.
But didn't she also supposedly call him to check on him afterwards?
She sent after text
this whole
messages
ordeal. And,
that's what his attorneys are saying. She sent text messages. They are providing evidence as well to back up his claims.
And the court of public opinion has already almost convicted him. He's lost jobs. He's done, you know, all of this stuff. Yeah, endorsements, all of that with the Army, I'm sure other movie deals and everything. So this needs to hurry up and get to trial so people can go ahead and go on with their lives. We need to find out what really happened here.
And domestic violence is serious. There.
Yes, it is very absolutely serious.
Oh, it's serious.
We're not making light of that at all or taking his side. Yeah, or taking his side in this. Or her side. We just want to know the truth. Yeah.
Right.
Coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, July 4th weekend travel expected to break records. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The 4th of July weekend is almost here. Yes, it is. And according to a new research from AAA, more Americans will be traveling for the holiday than ever before. AAA predicts that 50.7 million people will be traveling 50 miles or more for the holiday, which will set a new record. Travel within the U.S. over the long weekend is expected to increase by 2.1 million people compared to last year. This year's travel is projected to surpass the previous July 4th weekend record set in 2019 of 49 million travelers. Wow. That's a lot of people on the roads. Mm-hmm. A lot of people. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Drive safely and carefully and all of that, please. Now, Morning Crew, I got to ask you
who they asked to know that all these people is riding somewhere? Who called and told them they was going somewhere? I don't get that part.
It's AAA. That's what they do.
Yeah. AAA don't even show up on time. Don't get me started on AAA.
They research. They do their due diligence. All right, so what are your plans, Junior, for the 4th? What are you doing?
Oh, we're going to Florida for the weekend. You know, hang out down in Florida. That's about it. You know, I got some family coming, so we're going to hang out with the family, my family. So
your family or her family?
No, my family.
Whose family?
Your family. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Her family gonna be there on the 4th.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Uh-huh. So you going from family to family. You ain't mixed them together. That's
what I'm saying. No, I hadn't mixed them together. No.
So you need a day to separate?
Is there a reason? Yeah. No, it's not a reason, just availability, you know. I open it up to them too, you know, but they couldn't make it. They can only be there for the month. I mean, for the 4th. So that's all.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. You see, we're trying to read something into it.
Yeah, y'all will be trying to make way more out of this than what it really is. It's just Florida.
We're digging, Junior. We are.
What? Don't y'all start that. Don't do that.
We're so messy and petty on this show. Oh, you know we are.
His family keep eating all the ribs.
Yeah.
How long they gonna be here? Oh, he takes too long in the bathroom. I'm not going in the bathroom after her.
Oh my God.
We have stuff everywhere.
Cause they gonna be
So did your auntie make the casserole? Who made the damn casserole?
That, don't say nothing.
That don't nobody like. Who did that?
Oh man.
Well, good morning.
Hey Doris. Hey Doris.
That's how it sounds too with people over there. Oh, I seen that. Oh yeah.
We're just messing with you, Junior.
I know.
You know that.
I know. But that was well, fun though.
Welcome to the married life, Junior.
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, he sleeps still sleeping on the couch, huh? Okay. Coming up in 34 minutes after the hour. Part two of our morning show fun and thought-provoking questions right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, yesterday we asked the crew some fun and thought-provoking questions, and today we'll just continue those. We'll continue with part two. Here we go. All right. We're gonna start with this one. This is a biggie right here. What's the biggest risk you've ever taken? And would you do it again?
The biggest risk.
The biggest risk.
The biggest risk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sex in the church parking lot. That right there was probably the biggest.
What? You had sex I hope in it was
church
with
parking lot?
Your wife and.
Wait.
How long
I'm the only one that done this?
Yes. Yeah, you're out there on an island, baby.
Yes.
Oh yeah, this was years. This was years ago. But I'm just saying, I'm the only. You asked me. This is in my whole life, right? You're talking about my whole life. So yeah. Jesus. Sex in the church parking lot. What? So I'm the only one in here sex in the church parking lot.
That was risky on so many levels. First of all, the parking lot attendants, the parking lot ministry. And then second, the Lord.
Church the grounds. Lord. Church grounds.
You're on holy ground, dude.
That's the biggest risk.
Why would you not do it then?
You don't want to answer the questions no more because we're judging you.
Hold on, it's going to sound like this for you, Tommy. It's going to sound like this for you, Tommy. Hello, hell.
I'm here.
It's me.
What about you, Junior, your biggest risk?
Oh, my biggest risk? Probably leaving college to do stand-up at 19.
That was the biggest risk.
Oh, because everybody told me not to do it. You know, your parents, your grandparents, your cousins. Okay. What are you throwing your life away? Mm-hmm. Now, after everything I'd have been through, would I do it again? No, I don't want that. I should have stayed in college. But it turned out. It was a risk though. It was just a risk. That's all.
But you won.
You believed in yourself.
Yeah, we won.
You won.
Yeah. But it was sometimes, Tommy, you know how this goes. It looked like we wasn't winning nothing.
No, that $50 a night was killing
me. That $50,
me.
Boy. Boy.
Wow.
Okay.
Y'all got deep with it. Okay.
All right.
I come a long way from the church parking lot. I come a long way.
Don't tell nobody else that.
Well, don't ask me no more then. Don't ask me no more. Y'all ask me.
What are you most selfish about? What are you most selfish about?
Ooh.
Sex.
What? What do you mean with that? I don't understand that answer.
I'm selfish with it. I gotta have it. I gotta have it. I want it when I want it.
Needs.
I want what I want. I want what I want, and I want it when I want it.
Okay,
say it with me. I want what I want, and I want it when I want it. Now,
what?
Need.
All right, Junior, what's yours?
Oh,
crazy
my time.
Man over there.
I am selfish about my time.
Oh, okay.
I'm telling you, if you tell me you're gonna be there at 7:30, don't come in there at 7:35. I've been sitting here.
Okay. That's important.
Tell me you're gonna have sex with me and you ain't gonna have sex with me. Don't tell me that.
You can't change your mind.
Yeah.
Don't tell me what you're gonna tell me. And don't tell me. I guess.
All right.
I guess I can't invite y'all to go to church with me now.
What do you worry about the most? Next question. What do you worry about the most?
Not having sex. Right. Why you keep changing the question? It don't matter. What do I worry about the most? I worry about you changing your mind by having sex with me. Why?
Junior.
I can't with this fool here. I can't.
What I worry about the most?
No, you can't. No, you can't with me.
Come on, Junior.
One thing what I worry about the most is losing everything. I do. You know?
Okay.
I'm
telling
you. He cured today. He ain't. go with your nice little answer.
Okay.
Well, you got the ignorant
fool. Another question.
Sex.
Yeah. Here's another question. What's something you wish you were better at?
Here we go. But I keep trying every day. I'm trying to get better. Now, who want to go to church this Sunday with me?
Nobody.
All right. As soon as we pull up in that driveway, have your mind right.
Coming up, the sex addict. Got a prank for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, I caught my boyfriend spending time with his wife. Ooh, this sounds like a prank. It really does.
Yeah. Whoa. Damn, it sounds like a prank.
I know.
It sounds like a good one, though. I ain't gonna lie.
You might have to do this one, T. You might have to do this.
I caught my boyfriend.
Might have to do this one.
Spending time with his wife. We'll get into it in just a few, because right now it is time for the nephew and to do his prank phone call. What you got, Neff?
Well, Shirley, you know, we all love pizza. All of us. We love pizza. Yeah. Everybody has their own special one that they like. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a meat lover, but you got to throw that mushroom on there for me. You got to have that, that Italian sausage. You got to have it. But meat lovers, I mean, there's pizza lovers all over the country, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's also pizza lovers in prison. So we gonna order this pizza from the penitentiary. Let's go. Yeah. Pizza delivery. Can y'all deliver the pizza? Pizza delivery.
Yeah.
Pizza.
May I help you?
Hello, I'm trying to order pizza.
Okay, can you hold for me, please?
All right.
Okay, sorry about that, sir. Can I take your order?
Yeah, I need to order 10 pizzas.
You want 10 pizzas? And what kind of crust was that going to be?
I need 6.
Sir, can you talk up for me, please?
I need 6 cheese pizzas.
6?
6 cheese pizzas on thin crust.
What kind of crust was that again?
Thin.
Thin. 6 cheese thin crust pizzas. And do you want any other toppings on that, sir?
No, I need two meat lovers.
What was that again? Can you speak up a little bit? I'm really having a hard time hearing you.
I need 2 meat lovers.
2 meat lovers, is that?
Yes, 2 meat lovers.
2 meat lovers pizza. Okay, and what kind of crust would you like on that, sir?
That's thick crust.
You said you wanted thin crust on that?
Thick.
Sir, I'm having a really hard time hearing you. Can you speak up for me?
I need 2 meat lovers with thick crust.
Thick crust. Okay.
All right. And then the last is 2 veggies on thin crust.
2 veggies?
Veggies.
Veggies. 2 veggies. 2 veggies on the thick crust.
Do y'all deliver to gated community?
Okay, can you hold for a second for me, please, sir? Okay. Sorry about that, sir. Okay. Can I get your phone number?
342-689.
Okay, I heard 342-689, but I didn't get the rest of those numbers. Can I get an area code or?
No, my number 342-689.
Okay, I need to get the whole 7 digits and the area code so that we can put you in a computer to try to find your location.
I told you my number. My number is 342-689.
Okay, sir. Let me get my manager on the phone. Excuse me, wait. This is my phone. Uh-huh. He's giving me like 6 numbers. I may talk any more.
I'll take care of it. Sir, how are you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
All right, I ordered 10 pizzas, 6 cheese pizzas, 2 meat lovers, and 2 veggies. I'm trying to see if, do y'all have a problem delivering to a gated community?
Oh, not at all. We deliver to a gated community all the time. Let me just get a number for you and an address.
Right, my number 342-689.
Sir, that's only 6 digits. We need 7 digits. Well, actually, your area code plus your 7 digits.
Okay, I don't. If you just leave it with the guard, he'll make sure I get it.
No, sir, I don't think you understand. I need to have a phone number where I can call you. We can go in and out of the gate. That's not a problem. When I get there, I want to deliver directly to you.
You can't go in and out that gate. Shh, listen, you can't go in and out that gate.
Sir, I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Can you speak up some?
Okay, I'm trying to get 10 pizzas delivered, and you just drop it off with the guard.
Sir, I understand what you're saying. I'm trying to deliver the pizza to you directly. The guard is not who's getting the pizza, right? I'm delivering it.
But he gonna pay you. I'm cool with the guard. He gonna pay you.
Okay, where are you located? Let's do this. Where are you located?
I'm in Angola.
Angola?
Angola.
Where is Angola?
Angola. Y'all don't know where Angola. I'm in Angola.
Angola, Louisiana?
The penitentiary.
Huh? So we can't deliver pizza to Angola Penitentiary?
Look, I ordered 10 pizzas from her. Six cheese pizzas, 2 meat lovers, and 2 veg. Look, I can't be on this phone too much longer.
Listen, sir, I know what you're saying, but we're not delivering to Angola. Do you know where we're located? You got to call somebody. We're in Dallas. Look, you got to call somebody in Angola, Louisiana.
Look, I'm trying to get these 10 pizzas. Look, Lady, I'm not finna go back and forth with you.
Exactly, and I'm not going to go back and forth with you either. We are unable to deliver this pizza to you, okay?
Why?
Because you are in the penitentiary, sir. No one delivers pizza to people in the penitentiary.
People in the penitentiary can't order pizza?
No, sir, they cannot. We do not deliver to the penitentiary. And then we're in Dallas. Do you know how long it would take to get pizza to Angola?
I don't give a d-. Let me see. Okay, who the manager there?
I am the manager. You're speaking with the manager.
What's your name?
Never mind what my name is. Just know that I'm the manager.
Okay, let me say this to you, since you're the manager there. If I don't get no pizzas here tonight, when I get out in 3 years, I'm coming down there and I'm going to f*** you up.
So who the f*** you think you're talking to? You ain't going to f*** me up. In 3 years, I won't be here. But matter of fact, I just might stay here for 3 years. So when you come back...
Let me tell you something. If y'all don't bring these pieces to this penitentiary and get it to the guard before he get off work, then but it's gonna be some around here. Now I done ordered these 10 pizzas and everybody on the cell block is waiting on them.
Sir, I don't care about you and your folk on your cell block. You are in the penitentiary, and I don't even know why you calling. Are you on my phone? This is a business, okay? And I have a job to do. I am not delivering pizzas to a penitentiary.
So y'all discriminating about where y'all bring pizzas at?
No, we don't discriminate, but we ain't located in Angola unless you gonna give me some petrol for my metro. I ain't coming.
Let me tell you something. I want you to remember these numbers. 342-689. If you see that spray painted on your house or that damn pizza place, then you know my thing got out and I'm looking for your 342-689.
I don't give a about 342-689 and 743. What I'm saying is your is grass if you come up here in 3 years, and guess what? Don't drop the soap.
Who you think you talking to?
That's what I said.
Who you think you talking to?
You better get off my phone.
I got one more thing to tell you before I get out in 3 years. What? These are the last words I'm going to say to you.
What's that?
You listening?
Yeah, I'm listening. Say what you got to say.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your girlfriend got me to pray phone call you.
Oh, my goodness. You got to be. You got to be freaking kidding me, man. Oh, my God. Oh, God, this is Nephew Tommy.
There you have it. People in the penitentiary should be able to get a pizza, too, okay? I'm just saying. Yeah. You know, DoorDash might have to go through 3-4 checkpoints, but, you know, you get your item at the end. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh,
I'm
man.
Just saying.
Oh,
what's wrong with that?
Like, you act like the prison in the city. You act like it's in the city. That pizza going to be so cold by the time you get in that penitentiary.
Ooh. And the DoorDash fees.
Woo. Yeah, yeah.
Boy, they be killing you. Mm-hmm. But get ready for me to be in the city of St. Louis. St. Louis, baby. I will be at the Helium Comedy Club. That is July 7, 8, 9. You know what I think I'm going to do? I'm going to see if our engineer, I'm going to see if David Hines can come on up to St. Louis and then take me to Ozark. I really want to see the Ozarks.
Oh, that's not that the TV show.
Yeah, I've been wanting to see the Ozarks. Just drive me through the Ozarks and just so I can have a good
see
old
see Marty and Ruth.
Yes. Yes, if I could get to the Ozarks. So St. Louis, I'm coming to town. If somebody could give me a ride to the Ozarks where I could just ride and cruise through, I would love that. That would be really, really, really nice. All right. Other than that, 789, I'm at Club Helium. Tickets on sale right now. The nephew, the fool, is coming to town. I am back in business.
All right, nephew, coming up next, Strawberry Letter. The subject is, I caught my boyfriend spending time with his wife. We'll get into that right after.
Let him have it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen up, Steve Harvey Nation. The legendary funk group Kool & the Gang returns to the stage at Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino with their residency, and you could win a trip for two to see them perform, including round-trip coach airfare and a two-night hotel stay. The Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino, with its newly designed rooms, is the home of legendary Vegas fun. Enter now and get rules for a trip to Vegas to see Kool & the Gang at Steve Harvey FM. That's SteveHarveyFM.com. Sponsored by Westgate Resorts.
Nice.
Cool.
Nice. All Vegas, right. Cool in the Gang. Celebration.
I love it.
All right.
Celebrate. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Ladies night, all of that.
We got to get back to Vegas. We got to get us one good trip to Vegas in before the year's up. We really should do that.
We haven't been in so long. We used to go
Radio
once,
family. And
two times a year. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
All right, switching gears now, it's time for the Strawberry Letter for today. If you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now, and you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours, so buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Subject, I caught my boyfriend spending time with his wife. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been in a relationship with a man that has been separated from his wife for almost a year. She has filed for divorce and he keeps dragging out the court date because he doesn't want to give her the house. He and I spend all of our free time together and I've stayed at his apartment many nights. There were no signs that he wanted to reunite with his ex. I don't snoop or ask a lot of questions. I'm more of a go with the flow girlfriend. I don't even mind that they share custody of a dog because the dog loves me.
Lately, my boyfriend has been out later than usual after work, and when he comes in, he's already eaten. He showers and falls asleep on the couch. If I am not at his place, we talk until he falls asleep, which is usually early, around 10 p.m. Two nights ago, he called me after work and said he had a bad headache and he was going to take it easy and relax. A couple of hours later, I gave him a call to check on him. I got concerned when he didn't answer my text messages or calls, and my first instinct was to go check on him. I got to his apartment, and his lights were on, and I could hear music inside, so I knocked really hard. He didn't answer, so I went to my car, and I was about to call his mom when I noticed his wife's car parked next to his. I'd seen it numerous times when she dropped the dog off at his house. My first reaction was to bust out her windows, but that's so out of character for me. I left him a voicemail message to tell him that I saw his wife's car and that I was done with him. He hasn't even called me back to explain or beg me to take him back. He said he hates his ex-wife, so how could he do me like this? Well, because he's just not man enough to tell you the truth, that's all. He's not man enough to do that, period. He just wants to continue to lie and cheat and deceive you, that's it. But because he changed his actions, you already know that something was up. He stopped coming by, he stopped answering your calls, all of that. He's working late now. That's a change in his behavior, so you know something's going on. Plus, you have proof. You saw his wife's car out there with your own eyes, and that was enough for you. Well, let that be enough, because you need to move on with your life. He's back with his wife. It's pretty obvious. They're spending time together. He's kicked you to the curb. I know it's ugly. It's painful right now, but time will heal your wounds, and this too shall pass. So stop looking for him to call you and beg you back. It hasn't happened yet. It's not going to happen. He's not going to do it. Start putting your life back together without him. He's not worth all of this. And remember that unless they're completely divorced, there's always that chance that they could get back together. There's always that chance. Come on, nephew.
You wouldn't have known nothing if it wouldn't have been for that dog. That's the only reason why you know all this evidence is because of this dog. Because when she dropped the dog off, you saw her car. That's the only reason why you know her car, because of this dog. And they share joint custody. I don't know no black people that share some joint custody by no damn dog. But anyway, it is what it is. Maybe that's the new thing now. But anyway, I'm not going to say he don't want you no more, but he ain't quite sure if he don't want his wife no more. He's still walking the line, all right? And yeah, when you went by the house and banged on the door, you want to hear from somebody, because women always want to hear it. Yes, they was in there doing it, okay? They was doing it while you was knocking on the door. I'm sorry. You need to know this. You need to hear it from someone that knows. They was in there doing it while you was knocking on that door. And that's why, and when people are doing it, they don't answer the door. And that's why. But let me ask you this, why is you finna go in and get in the car and call his mom? What is you? And but
you, you were gonna, but have you the roll with that.
You the roll with the flow girlfriend, but now you calling everybody. You done got in your car late at night and rolled over there to see what's going on.
She was worried.
Worried about what? What? She wasn't worried. She was curious. That's not. No.
He
That's
told her he
things.
Wasn't feeling well. He told her that she was worried.
So you ain't go over there with no soup. You ain't go over there with no soup and some nice Theraflu. You ain't go over there with that. No, you went over there to see. That's what you wanted to do. And you knocked on that door. And when you, and guess what? Nobody answered the door. That's when you really see. Yes, they was doing it. Okay. Mm. And listen.
They're back together. They're
if you
back
just
together.
Chill. If you just chill, well, no, let's not even chill. He don't want you. He don't want you. And he, I'm sorry, call
him. He wants
her.
They're back together.
Well, I don't even know if he want her. He just opened up for the time being. Really? Okay, I'm just letting you know that. And he probably don't even want the dog. He don't know what he want right now. He don't know what he want
right now. Leave the dog out of it. It's not the dog's fault.
It's not the dog's fault, but I'm just saying he confused. He confused. He don't know what he want. He don't want the girlfriend. He don't know if he want the wife. Him and the dog. He don't know what he want. What?
All right. We'll have part two of the strawberry letter coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. The subject is, I caught my boyfriend spending time with his wife. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we have to recap today's strawberry letter. The subject: I caught my boyfriend spending time with his wife. A young lady wrote this letter. She's been in a relationship with a man that has been separated from his wife for almost a year now, not quite a year. The wife filed for divorce, and he keeps dragging out the court date because she says he doesn't want to give her the house. So the lady who wrote the letter says the husband and her spent all of their free time together. She stayed at his apartment night times. There were no signs whatsoever that he was still into his ex or he wanted to reunite with his ex. She's not the snooping kind. She's just kind of a go with the flow type of girlfriend, she said. But lately, her boyfriend, the husband, has been, you know, making excuses like, you know, he comes over later and later, or he doesn't come over at all. He stays at work late. You know, he had a headache. He was just going to go to bed and all of this. So she got worried one day and she went over there to his house to check on him because he said he wasn't feeling well. He had a headache. Well, come to find out, there's loud music playing. The lights are all on. And then she notices the wife's car in the driveway. So he didn't answer the door. So she's suspecting that they're back together. And she wants to know. She said they're done. So she wants to know why he hasn't called to beg her back. And he said he hated his ex-wife. So what is this all about? Junior, what you got?
Because I'm just going to give you an equation. You know, math have a lot of equations in it. There's some signs. Uh-huh. Yeah, let me just let you know. Wife is greater than girlfriend. Just right there. Wife is greater than girlfriend. She outrank you. Uh-huh. Wife, she know about you. She ain't worried about you. And I can't believe you over here as the girlfriend wonder why he's spending time with the wife. The nerve of you to ask why he's spending time. I'll tell you what else they doing. They in there playing H-Town loud, knocking the boots. Because wife is greater than girlfriend. That's not a problem. He's not. They in
somebody
there.
Somebody rocking
the boots. Yeah. They not worried about you because wife is greater than girlfriend. You think that's something. They're going to be doing some more stuff that you're going to be mad at. You're going to be mad a long time. Because I'm telling you, what you going to do when they take that trip to Cancun? Because wife is greater than girlfriend. Ooh, can't believe he took his wife. Huh?
The wife filed for divorce.
Yeah, that don't matter. But it's the wife filed for divorce is greater than the girlfriend. See, what you going to do when he buy her another car? Because the wife is greater than the girlfriend. I don't know why you're sticking around asking questions. Mm-hmm. What you going to do when he upgrade her ring? Wife is greater than girlfriend. Hey, how about he going back to church with her? I bet you going to be upset then because wife is greater than girlfriend. I don't see why you are mad. What you going to do when they take a ski trip to Tennessee? You going to be mad for a while because the wife is greater than the girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Simple as that. I don't see how you mad. What if he buy a new car? What you going to do then? Because it's his wife. He has to take care of her. It's his wife greater than girlfriend. Now, you, ma'am, can stop asking these questions. Look, that car you saw in the parking lot, he can say that wasn't his wife. That ain't the only one they made. What'd you say in the prank time? That ain't the only blue Camry out in the parking lot.
That ain't the only light blue Camry. That's the only light blue Camry.
How you know that was the wife car? You have no idea.
She knows.
Yeah. What is you tripping for? He's spending time with his wife, not another girl, his wife. And his wife outranks girlfriend. You think, Shirley, he ain't told his wife about his girlfriend? She already saw him bring the dog over there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So it doesn't matter to him. He got the wife and he got the girlfriend. Mm-hmm. What is it? Yeah, Tommy.
Junior, what you want? The dog know everything that's going on. If you talk to the dog,
yeah.
If you get a conversation with that dog, he gonna let you know everything that's happening that's going on around this house. Yeah. The dog know everything.
And the dog like you, so why don't you just ask the dog? Well, Tommy, yeah, she be over here Monday, Wednesday, Fridays. That's when she come. You over here on Saturdays and Sundays. Yeah, she be over here. Yeah.
That she said she told him she was done with him. So just be done and move on with your life. That's it. It's over. Move on.
Well, she's not done. No, she ain't.
But why do females, and y'all just tell me this, why do ladies never just say, I'm done and keep it moving? Why do they have to always have this button up of closure to it?
Because that's what we like. We like closure. We like
But you're
everything.
Not going to get that.
You got to like women. Closure.
Not all
yeah,
women.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some women.
Right. I can move on. Bye. Whatever. Bye.
But she's
I'm
saying
I'm to move on.
Right, but she's saying she's done. But at the end, what is she saying? Why is he not begging for me back? Why is he not? See,
ego. That's her ego talking. You do want him to beg you back. You know, you do want that. That is her ego talking. But the best thing she can do for herself is to move on, be done with him, like she said. That's it.
That's right.
It's over.
Yeah. And she cares about him.
Yeah.
The part with women, we Wonderful. Care.
Yeah.
If there's a chance or an opportunity that this relationship it can be fixed or we can mm-hmm. work on it if she wants to, then that's a part too where women mm-hmm. try because of the time invested. Women are about all this time that I put in and they can't get this time back. That's something that we do a lot. And
we're emotional.
Because men don't do that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's it, Shirley. Yeah.
You'll be mad. All right. Wait till they spend time at Disney. You really finna be mad, dude.
All right. Look, post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. You can download it right now. Now, coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, it's Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Junior is here with, guess what? Sports Talk. There's Sports Junior to talk about.
Yeah, some sports happening. We got to talk about it, man. This is a big day for James Harden. James Harden has to make a decision today where he's going to return to the Philadelphia 76ers, or is he going to go somewhere else and be an unrestricted free agent? But if he stays with Philly, he's going to make $35.6 million next season. So it's a big decision for him.
God, they be making some money.
Yeah, man, he got to make a decision today. Not only just Philadelphia 76ers concerned, strip clubs across America are waiting on this move because they want to know what city is he coming to because he going to upgrade them right away. I'm telling you, James done bought some cars and houses with the money he spent in the strip club. So everybody want to know. You know. Hey, I'm telling you right, Memphis is in on this. The Nets is in on this. The Heat.
The Hawks.
The Hawks is in. Everybody with L.A. in on this. Where do he want to go? So we got to wait for that decision today. Also, another big decision could happen today, too, on tomorrow, is on Friday, we got to find out if Dame Lillard is going to stay in Portland.
Wow, that's a big one.
That's a big one right there.
That's a big
man,
one,
Junior. The price
Why?
You got
Why
to
is
pay
that
for
so
him.
Big?
Well, because Dame Lillard's been playing in Portland so long without any help, and they trade off his help, and he's just saying, you know, like he wants to stay in Portland, but he's not close to find another team to play for. And two teams that are interested in him is the Nets and the Miami Heat. Now, that would help Jimmy Butler out a lot if Dame Lillard went to Miami, and you're going to have to pay a nice, hefty ticket for him, too. Man.
South Beach, baby. Let's do it.
You're going to have to put up three first-round picks for Dame Lillard already, and plus three or four players. So it's a lot just to get Dame Lillard. Now, I don't know if he's going to go to the Nets or to the Heat, but those are two teams who are interested in him. I'd like to see Dame compete for a ring, man. I really would.
So San Antonio got the number one pick, right?
Yeah.
What's the kid's name? I can't say his
Victor
name.
Wembanyama.
Shirley, you said his name. Well, don't say nothing about my mom.
That's his name, Tom. Victor Wembanyama. Yeah.
Okay, I got it.
Don't say nothing about my mama.
Don't say nothing about my mama,
dog. Yama.
But who does San Antonio have with him to actually make that a great squad?
We don't, man, they just young team. I mean, you know, they just young. There's a bunch of young players in San Antonio. I mean, I can see Victor making an impact, but I don't think he has enough to get a ring yet. But that's a start for them. And also, you know, like also too, man, you know, they said that the Lakers are going to keep street clothes and LeBron James, Anthony Davis, LeBron James, Austin Reeves. They're going to keep pretty much their whole core for next season. You know, even though they got swept in playoffs by the Nuggets, but they said they're going to keep their whole core. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens in this free agency period.
What's up with Draymond? He don't like Chris Paul. What's happening?
I don't know.
All right. Listen, thank you, Junior, for Sports Talk. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll tell you where the best barbecue cities are right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So Americans take their barbecue seriously. We all know that. And everyone has their own idea of where you can find the best barbecue. A lawn care company compared the 200 biggest cities and 20 metrics rated related to good barbecue, including access to tasty barbecue vendors, customer ratings, competition awards, and the number of barbecue festivals. So here are the top 10. All right. I'm going to do the starting with number 10. Richmond, Virginia.
Oh, okay.
Number nine. You didn't know? Yeah. Number nine, Nashville, Tennessee. Mm. Number eight, Omaha, Nebraska.
I've never been there.
Yeah.
Don't know nobody from there.
Number seven, Springfield, Missouri.
Okay. Now, is that close to Ozark?
Yeah, that's Dave, our engineer. That's Dave's. Yeah,
because that's in the Ozark. That's where I'm trying to go when I go to St. Louis. But go ahead, keep going.
Go ahead.
All right, number six, Orlando, Florida.
What?
Barbecue? Yeah. Who knew?
Mickey
number
Mouse.
Five.
I thought they had grouper. And fish.
Number five, Houston, Texas, guys.
Yes.
You better ask somebody.
All right.
Yeah,
all right.
We're getting close.
Yeah. All right. Number four, Memphis. Memphis, Tennessee. Yep. Number three, Kansas City, Kansas.
Come on.
Okay.
The presidential platter.
Okay. Yes. Kansas Yates. City, Kansas. Yes. Number two, St. Louis, Missouri.
Yeah.
I'm guess going number there, one. Too, and the Ozark.
Guess number one.
Okay. You said Houston, Texas.
You didn't do nothing in Georgia, though.
Georgia and the Carolinas.
South Carolina.
Yeah,
I'm surprised Chicago didn't make it.
Charleston, South Carolina.
But yeah. You did Texas. You did
Tennessee, Kansas Florida.
We did Memphis, right?
Memphis is number four.
Omaha, Nebraska is throwing me in the top.
Yeah, Omaha really threw me. Right?
Yeah, I would have to get off the list.
Yeah, because they're messing everything up. Because I've been bleeding for cold.
Whole list up.
Okay, you want to know who's number one?
I'm scared. I'm going to be mad. Go ahead.
No, you won't be mad at this one. Kansas City, Missouri. Missouri.
Kansas and Missouri.
Kansas City, Kansas is number three. Kansas City, Missouri. Right across the way, number one.
Crossed that water.
So where have you had the best barbecue ever? Where have you had that?
Houston, Texas.
Yeah. Well, sure. Houston is number five.
Kansas City ain't no joke, though, man.
Which one, Missouri or Kansas?
I've been to both, and I've had barbecue in both. And both of them up there. up there.
Okay.
Pretty high.
All right.
Yeah. Memphis too, though. Stop playing with Memphis barbecue. Memphis. You need to stop playing with that.
That's
yeah.
all I go but down there for.
Yeah, the Carolinas.
I go down there to see my relatives.
Yeah, the Carolinas got some good barbecue too. I don't know how Omaha, Nebraska. We already know who put this list together.
Yeah,
with Omaha on it.
Yeah, they're not on the list.
No South Carolina. No Columbia. No Charleston.
I thought Omaha sold steaks. Ain't that where them steaks come from?
I don't know if the it's commercials. You're right, Omaha Steak. I think you're right. Yeah,
they sure got a lot of corn out there. I believe in corn.
I thought that was Iowa.
Iowa.
I thought that was Iowa corn. Nebraska cornfields out there. They got all of that out there.
Idaho has potatoes.
Potatoes.
Right.
Back to barbecue. How did we get...
You got
to
have sides.
Yeah. Well, when you stuff the potato, you put barbecue on it, okay?
Omaha number 8 threw everybody off, I
think. That's off the list. We're going to insert the Carolinas in that spot. North Carolina, because they get some good
when
barbecue
I was a kid, yeah. When I was a kid, Chicago, I thought would have been in the... We had really good barbecue in Chicago.
I've never known Chicago to be known for barbecue.
That's because you didn't grow up there.
Steakhouse. Yeah, it's okay. I mean, I grew up in Chicago, and then I moved to Texas as a teenager, and then Texas won that contest.
Y'all got pizza and hot dogs. That's what y'all got.
Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The audio recording of Donald Trump talking about holding on to classified documents has gone public. We've all heard about it. In the clip recorded after Trump left office, the former president is heard talking to a staffer in New Jersey about holding on to documents from the Pentagon about plans to attack Iran. The recording, which is a key part of Special Counsel Jack Smith's case against Trump, flies in the face of Trump's claims that he declassified documents before leaving the White House, or that he was unaware that the documents he kept after leaving office were classified. In the recording, Trump is heard saying, quote, "See, as president, I could have declassified it. Now I can't. Isn't that interesting? It's so cool." What?
Man. Guilty.
It's so
guilty.
Cool. Yeah.
Guilty.
Don't mess this up, okay? You heard it from the horse's mouth.
I've never seen somebody that gets to be as stupid as they want to be as a former president. Well, as a president and as a former, you could just say and be as stupid as you want to be and get away with it. It's amazing to me.
He gets so many passes.
Mm-hmm.
So many passes. He should be in jail.
He really should.
He should be in jail right
he
now.
He really should. If we this were Obama, he'd be up under the jail. Yeah.
Up under
you know.
It.
What?
You know.
We see the day light. Mm-hmm.
The light of day. Uh-huh.
24-hour lockdown.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Coming up at 33 minutes after the hour, we will play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for a round of Would You Rather. Let's just jump right into it. We're talking about barbecue as we head to the 4th of July. Would you rather eat shark or would you rather eat bear meat? You can have it barbecued, but
what the hell that's got to do with the 4th? What that's got to do with the 4th of July?
Bear meat.
You can barbecue it. You can barbecue it. But would you rather
eat no
shark?
Damn bear.
I'm going to eat that shark. Bear meat. Man, you need to go on over there and get you some of that shark, man. I'm telling you, shark is barbecue
good.
Shark. Boy.
It's balling off the bones.
Yeah, let me get the bear meat.
With that dry rub on that shark.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's better than that bear back. I'm not going to eat this bear back. Mm-mm. Give me that shark. I'm with the shark.
I'm going to do the bear meat.
Okay, shark.
You're going to do the bear meat?
Yeah, because people eat bears. I don't know about it just saying, you know, I had some great white last night. I ain't heard that yet.
People eat bears?
Yeah. What do you think they eat in Alaska?
Shark too? Don't they eat?
I don't know. Oh, okay. I didn't know they ate bears. Okay. I didn't know that. Okay. Barbecue bear it is,
lions,
I guess.
Tigers and bears. Oh, my.
What? All right. Would you rather have an elephant's trunk attached to your face or would you rather have a neck as long as a giraffe?
What?
Quit looking at me like that, Tommy.
What?
Because this is the most crazy would
you
rather.
Don't judge the would you rather. Just answer.
Yeah, it's not real life. Just what? You have to give me that
elephant trunk. I'm just going to go with the elephant trunk.
Yeah.
In place of your nose, you just have a long elephant trunk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Want a long neck.
No, I want the elephant trunk.
I'm going to take the giraffe neck.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to have some height on me.
Yeah, but ain't none of your shirts going to fit, though. None of your shirts.
Man, I'm going to be up there.
All right.
But when I come up in that room naked with that trunk, you better ask somebody. I'm just
oh, God. What? Would you rather go ziplining through the Amazon forest or ride a camel around the pyramid? Which one? Ziplining or riding a camel?
I'm not tying myself up going through no Amazon. Nah.
I'm a zip through. I like zip lining.
Yeah,
I'm a zip through.
What?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a zip through. I you know what, Junior? That camel, I don't know what hump I'm supposed to be on, which one I'm supposed to be in between. That's just so confusing to me. I just know I'm going to fall off. I'm not on the right part of the camel.
Well, fall zip line through that Amazon. You fall in that river, see what happens.
You really overthink these would you rathers, nephew.
Yes.
All right, thank you guys. That's today's round of Would You Rather. Coming up at 49 minutes after the hour. It's our last break of the day, and we'll close out the show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Guys, this is our last break of the day on this Thursday, all right? Welcome to the last break of the day. Yes, yeah, we had a good day today. It was fun.
What a day.
It's time to close out the show now. We want to thank everybody for listening. You guys, we have the best audience. Thank you guys so much for listening. We appreciate your business. We really do.
We love
your business.
We do. We appreciate the love. Yeah, and the biz, all of that. We appreciate you.
Make sure you download that iHeartRadio app. Mm-hmm.
It's free.
It's free. And you can check out the show. You can check out the entire show and crack up and laugh. We got the best of. We got the podcast. We got everything you need. We got the playlist. We got everything you need on the free iHeartRadio app. The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This ignorant show. All right, listen. We had some questions earlier that we wanted you guys to get into. Nephew and Junior, here we go. These are just thought-provoking questions. You know, they're fun. And we want to hear from you, okay? What do you worry about the most?
Health.
Yeah.
I'm always conscientious now about health. Well, I've always been conscientious about health, but even more so now, you know.
Especially with what you've gone through. Yeah.
Yeah, with what I've gone through. I think, I encourage everybody to stay on top of your health. When you think something wrong, or you got an inkling of, oh, my God, what was that? Don't just, like...
Listen to your body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, listen to your body, man. Go get yourself checked out. I mean, on a regular basis. I'm 56 years old now, so I'm like, if I feel anything, I'm going to die now. Yeah. I'm dying.
What do you like Kevin Hart? You 56. Damn.
Like he did Don Cheadle. Don Cheadle was
but
like,
get yourself, get yourself checked out, man. Yeah. Make sure you stay on top of your health. And
that's right. Just, health as well. You're right.
Health as well. Keep an eye on it. Like Uncle Steve say, the goal, old is the goal. All right?
Yes,
old
is
the goal.
What about you, Junior?
Yeah, I had to say my health, too. You know, I worry about staying at the hospital. You know, I really do worry about these this sickle cell thing. I got to, man. It is something that it's important, man, trying to be an example for others to understand. Like, hey, man, this doesn't have to be a death sentence for you, but you can live a prosperous life, but it's going to take some work. You going to have to be, it's going to take some work. So, I do worry about my health.
All right. Okay. Okay. What's something you wish?
Deep.
Yeah, I know, right? What's something you wish you were better at? You know, you're okay at it, but you wish you were better at.
Singing.
Singing.
If I could sing,
where'd that come from?
I'd never talk. I swear to God. I'd sing to y'all about everything. Morning team. How your mama doing? How your daddy doing? Is everything all right? Is it all right? Is it all right? I can't do it. Oh, I got a headache. My head hurts. It hurts. It hurts. It hurts. I can't. I was good at singing. I miss y'all. I never talk.
I've just never heard you say that before.
No,
I didn't even know you had an interest in singing. Okay.
Yeah.
Nephew, what about you? What do you want to be better at? You wish you were better at?
Sex. Just, you know, and I'm working on it daily. I am working
on it. Practice makes perfect.
Practice makes perfect. I'm going to get it right sooner or later. I'm just
focus.
I stay focused, but I'm working on it. I'm just trying to better myself. Ooh, and Jackie just not participating. It just gets on my nerves.
All right, next question. Name something that's always worth splurging on. Always.
Ooh, splurging. Splurging on? Man, a nice hotel room.
You better talk.
I am telling you. I have done enough of these.
Only if we're going to have sex, then yeah.
You're going to splurge on sex.
Then I'll splurge on it, but if not, we might as well stay in the car. What is this? Splurging on that for?
You're truly stupid.
So stupid.
Only if we have sex.
Oh, we go to this nice hotel. We ain't doing nothing. What is all that for?
All right, next question. What three words do you think others use most commonly to describe you?
Let's have sex.
Those are not three words to describe you.
Yeah.
He likes sex. What? How you want it to go? That is.
Junior, can you make some sense of all this?
I can't make no sense of what he's saying. I can't do it. I don't even know what they'll say about me, but I can't get Tommy answer out of my head. Is that the one you're going with? No,
I'm going to open up a store called Sex R Us. What are you talking about? Boy, I'm gonna get
next question, Shirley. I'm not.
What's something that most people you know like, but you don't? Okay, most people you know like this, but you don't like it.
For me, that's salmon.
Salmon?
Yeah, you're going to take that L out of there. You're going to take that L out of there, though. You're going.
For salmon.
Right.
So what's something most people you know like, but you don't like it?
Come on, Tom.
That most people like that I don't like?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Not having sex? That's crazy to me. Y'all over there not doing it? That don't make no sense to me. Why would you do that? Why would you be over there not doing it?
Where's the logic in that?
Does that make sense to y'all?
I'm ready to go.
Me too, dude.
If you ain't learned nothing else on this Thursday, you need to be, when we get off this radio, you need to be trying to figure out how to do it. Okay? I'm just telling you.
I'm crazy.
This is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Hope y'all enjoyed the ride. And in the words of my uncle, talk to God. He would love to hear from you. Until tomorrow, peace.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC8 and Big Steel. It's every Thursday, podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm excited to announce a new season of my podcast, Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. Our guests this season show us big risk can yield big rewards, like Rob Riley, the creative head of one of the world's leading advertising firms.
I try to create environments where anybody can say anything without any judgment.
Listen to a brand new season of Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.